Login authorized. Welcome.
Welcome to Innova Solutions podcast series, practical advice to advance in your professional career from the experts, moving at the speed of you. Thank you for tuning in.
Hello and good morning, everyone. This is Nakul from Innova, and here you are listening about the importance of compliance in recruitment. And today we are going to discuss about why compliance is a critical and important in recruitment process. To help us out better here to understand about the compliance in recruitment, we have our own expert, which is Neeru Patra from Innova, who is taking care of the recruitment compliance. Welcome, Neeru, and please introduce yourself.
Thank you so much, Nakul. So I'm Neeru Patra, looking after the compliance of recruitment in Innova Solutions.
Thank you so much, Neeru, for introducing yourself. We have too many questions for you today over here to understand that why compliance is important. So first question would be, can you let us know about what compliance recruitment is and why compliance is essential for the recruitment process?
Thanks so much for asking, Nakul. Sure, I would love to answer that. So first, we need to understand what is a compliance. So compliance means conforming to a rule, such as specification, policy, standard, or a law. Now, if we come to recruitment part, so compliance recruitment refers to the practice of hiring candidates who meet regulatory and legal requirements. Compliance is essential in the recruitment process to avoid legal and financial consequences for non-compliance, such as discrimination, data privacy, violations, or hiring unauthorized workers.
That helps us. So based on the non-compliance, I have another follow-up question. Can you let us know an example how a non-compliance can harm our organization?
Of course, Nakul, non-compliance can actually harm an organization. For instance, if an organization is found to have discriminated against a candidate based on their race, gender, or any other protected characteristic, they may face legal action, which can result in hefty fines and damage to their reputation, of course. Non-compliance can also lead to negative publicity, which can affect an organization's ability to, of course, attract top talent.
That sounds great. And based on that same question, I have one more follow-up question to that about the recruitment tracking system. So how the recruitment tracking system will help us in better and smoothing the recruitment process?
Thanks, Nakul. That's my favorite one. So if you're asking for a recruitment tracking system, I would like to tell you that recruiting lifecycle is complex. In today's world, that system of record needs to be in a cloud, secured and accessible wherever you are, in an office, at home or on the move. So such applications are that home-based ATS for your team. It streamlines the entire recruitment process from sourcing candidates to onboarding. It offers features such as resume parsing, candidate search, applicant tracking, and reporting, helping hiring teams to improve efficiency, collaboration, and candidate experience.
That is also a good strategy on this part. So thank you so much, Adam, for that strategy. So let's address the impact of compliance for job seekers. How does the compliance contribute for the positive candidate experience for the organization?
Yeah, compliance plays a key role in providing job seekers with a fair and transparent experience. By adhering to compliance regulations, organizations demonstrate their commitment to diversity, equal opportunity, and non-discrimination. This promotes a positive candidate experience, strengthens the company's reputation, and attracts top talent to choose candidates as employers.
That is a great point over there. So our listeners would be very happy to understand all about this thing. And one more question to that. What are some best practices that an organization can follow to ensure the compliance is there in the recruitment for themselves?
Yeah, there are many such practices, Nakul. And some of their best practices include using objective selection criteria, ensuring job descriptions are clear and unbiased, providing equal opportunities to all candidates, and maintaining proper documentation of the recruitment process. Organizations should also train recruiters and hiring managers on legal and ethical standards to ensure that they are aware of their responsibilities.
So as we are speaking about the HR and the hiring managers part, so coming up to that question, right? So what role have HR professionals and hiring managers play in ensuring compliance during recruitment? That will be really great help.
So HR professionals completely play a very important role in recruitment. A great way to ensure that all employees are on the same page as your HR compliance officer is to create an employee handbook and update it regularly. This document is very important because it is a communication tool that will clearly outline your organization's policies and procedures, as well as how business should be conducted. To hire the right talent for your HR compliance officer to be able to perform their job and ensure that all employees are educated about compliance regulations, it is essential that you hire the right people to fill your HR department, right? organization routine HR compliance training should be there at each and every level. Of course, communication is a very vital function of HR compliance officers. They are responsible for ensuring that there's a smooth and effective system of communication between every member of the organization workforce across all departments and levels of management.
So as we are speaking about the recruiters, right, who have the candidates who are keen, interested, and they also get in backouts in that. So just for our own self, what are the steps could be taken by a recruiter to avoid backouts?
Thanks for asking this question, Nakul. Actually, avoiding backouts where candidates withdraw from the hiring process after accepting an offer can be challenging, but not impossible. So here are some steps that recruiters can take to reduce the likelihood of backouts. Like, let the candidate know what to expect. That means set up clear expectations with the candidate regarding job responsibilities, work environment, compensation package, and any other relevant details from the very beginning. Prioritize timely and clear communication, like maintain consistent and timely communication with the candidates throughout the hiring process. Be engaging while offering value to the applicants. Keep the candidates engaged and excited about the opportunity throughout the process. Regularly check in with them. Provide updates on their progress, showcase the positive aspects of the role and the organization. Make it easy for the candidates to apply on the job. Once a candidate accepts the offer, provide a well-structured and supportive onboarding process. This helps them feel welcomed and valued from the start. Give candidates a way to keep in touch with your brand. So while these steps can help minimize backouts, it's important to remember that some factors may be beyond the recruiter's control. Candidates may have personal circumstances or receive counter offers from their current employers that can, of course, influence their decision. And we can't help it.
That makes sense. I think our listeners will be happy to listen about all those things. And based on the final thoughts of our whole, the first podcast for the recruitment of compliance, what are your final thoughts on it?
Yeah, so to summarize, Nakul, I would love to say that compliance in recruitment involves various areas such as data privacy and security, equal opportunity, non-discrimination, record keeping, and background checks. Organizations need to be aware of the relevant laws and regulations that apply to their industry and location and ensure that recruitment practices align with those requirements. And finally, I would conclude that compliance in recruitment should be a top priority for organizations. By following the appropriate laws and regulations, organizations can minimize legal risk and promote fairness, equality in the hiring process and build a positive reputation for their brand.
This makes really good podcast. And thank you so much, Neeru, for your expertise and sharing your insights with us today. So to be honest with our listeners, compliance is really critical in recruitment and organization must ensure that they follow legal and ethical standards to protect both organization and the candidates. We may come across many of them, but compliance would help us out to get out of all of those things. There will be more podcasts coming up for our listeners, and I'll make sure that we get better one with it. And thank you so much again for joining with us, Neeru.
Thanks so much, Nakul.
Thank you so much for listening and have a great day ahead. We'll be back with more.
Go farther with Innova Solutions. Thank you for tuning in to the Innova Solutions podcast, professional advice to advance in your career. For more information, visit our resource candidate library at innovasolutions.com. Moving at the speed of you.
Data transfer complete.